Carrigan. Putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teams on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
And of course, when you say teams, it's more duo. But then again, that's Cameron Tilbury and Alex Leftuke. We'll get the whole system working. Cameron, I can't believe that you were unable to actually find your particular location in the podcast sequence, of which many, many, many podcasts are actually there. Over the years that we've been actually working through this, did you manage to access the thing effectively? Have you now reached satisfaction? Because I know you might wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat in Nashville and saying, what did I say on June the 14th, 2011? What did I say? I want to find out now. Anyway.
I can't remember what I said earlier today, never mind what I did in 2011.
Well, that's the critical reasons why you can also find most of the goodness from this show, courtesy of our website, southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, or just go to the Siren Online website and find the show page for the Midweek Drive, and it'll click into that side of things. But did my instructions work? Did you get there successfully?
They did. Good. I did.
You can also, of course, listen to all five volumes of Sound and Nick's Vision. As volume six, we're going to be on location in Norwich. Yep. I say that because, of course, Cameron, you're singularly responsible for Nick Elliott, ace rock star photographer, joining the actual team, and it must do you no end of sort of joy and happiness. Give you a nice warm feeling to know that, yes, we'll be heading off to Norwich to actually see him on location doing various other things. Almost as exciting as Andrew David on Mondays actually having regular correspondence with TMZ's very own Mr. Rosenblum. Fantastic stuff there.
There you go.
And we knew that...
Nick's a good friend and a client, and you know, he's based in the Norwich area, and I love Norwich. It's a great town, so it's been a while since I've been there, but I like it.
Well, it's good. Anyway, Emma has arrived. How are you, Emma?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent, you see. So we knew once the camera sort of was there, we'd be filling in that whole system.
Yes, that's the reason I came.
Inevitably. We also say a great, great get well soon to Christy Bond and Ellen O'Brien and Jessica Ward, who's doing her business. She's not ill, she's kind of sorting out her coursework things.
Oh, okay. Busy bee.
I think she'll be with us tomorrow morning. Indeed, even Jared Johnson said he might join us tomorrow morning if he can wake up in time. He did acknowledge.
It is a struggle with these first years.
He did acknowledge that actually, if he's agreed to actually do a breakfast show starting each Monday at 8 o'clock, maybe that's important. That
yes.
He needs to get here. It's a minor point. I know you're very keen, Emma, to find out from Cameron what fantastic tune he's put for us today. So
I am indeed.
Go for it, my girl.
Yeah, go on, Cameron. Tell us, what kind of genre of music is it today?
Okay, well, this is country, and... there's actually a friend of mine who's a producer here in town, Kim Copeland. She's produced a lot of really talented up-and-coming artists. She turned me on to this guy. He's from New Mexico, the state of New Mexico, and he's going to be here in Nashville on June 5th playing at the Bluebird Cafe with Kim. So if you're a fan of the TV show Nashville, because they obviously go to the Bluebird a lot, and if you're going to be in town, make sure you go to the Bluebird to see this guy. His name is Sim Balky, and this is his brand new song. It's from the album Messing Around, produced by Kim Copeland. Here's the song, How About We Do That Tonight, on Siren FM.
Find my way through these cars, we can fly.
It's fair to say that being polite English people that we are, let's be honest, British people, let's spread the word.
We are lovely.
Citizens of the planet Earth. We didn't want to say to Cameron that who was singing that, because we thought we'd just savour the moment. And we did. I mean, Emma, did you enjoy that particular?
It was really nice, actually. It was quite upbeat, wasn't it?
Very upbeat, very positive.
Very nice.
But would you like to actually just say once again, this fine person who's been on the show Nashville, etc., who were we listening to once again, Cameron?
His name is Sim Balky, and I'll spell that for you. His first name is Sim, S-I-M, like a SIM card. and then Balky, B-A-L-K-E-Y. And you'll find his stuff on iTunes. You can find his website and his Facebook page. And really nice guy. We had a good chat yesterday, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him when he's back in town.
Well, I think it's marvelous. Sim Balky, not to be put in your phone by mistake. Sorry. He's a card. No, no, don't go there. He's just an animated character in a cartoon. No, he's a real person. No, it's sorry. Because I thought you said Sim, actually. I was confused.
Yes. Unusual name. I've not heard anyone called that.
Short for Simon, perhaps.
Ah, maybe.
There you go.
Oh, well, we have to sort of negotiate on these kind of things. You know, Cameron, obviously, you're sort of riffing on your Scottish roots there, which is very good and very important. Next week, Cameron, we won't be doing the show with you, good self. No. I'm sorry. I know. We won't be. Well, we will be here, but we'll be in recorded form at this particular time of the show. The listener.
All right.
That means you, of course. Yes, you. Yes, and you, madam. We'll actually be indulging in a behind the scenes look at the Newark Showground special open day that Ed Wellman and myself went to, and then a special long extra expanded version of Phil Dearness after that as well. We might do a pre-record with you, Cameron. I don't know, but in terms of the live link, not going to happen. You know, I just wanted to pave that.
So, break the news.
Yeah, because so obviously.
So you're substituting me for mucking out a stable.
No, we've got a magician who the following week will be live in the studio. So what you can look forward to with great anticipation, Cameron, is seeing the sheer wonderment that will be our ace magician who will be coming and joining us on the Midweek Drive for Wednesday the 13th of May.
Which is very exciting. Havoc could happen in the studio.
And we ain't talking the Marvel Comics character and X-Man person. You see the little geek reference we put in there? Never mind.
You just have to.
Very important. Okay. Allowing for that, Cameron, before we go to those last two questions, and one of them obviously means he will return, but not necessarily next week, which Courtney Dickinson number do you think we should actually go up to introduce the young lady herself? We did leave a message on her voicemail. Hopefully all's well. Anna Lewis is at a farewell celebration party thing. She said she might be able to join us later on in the show. She may not be. I've said we could do 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We don't know.
Who knows?
But obviously, Emma, it was your decision to actually say Courtney Dickinson must be featured on the show.
Yes.
And she will be, hopefully, if she picks up a telephone.
And your wish is my command. Yeah.
I know. You just make these magical things happen, Cameron. It's brilliant.
He's like a one-person Bruce Boxleitner bringing him back alive, left, right and centre. You know, he goes out there.
Alex, if you'd said, can we get her in for an interview, I would have, maybe. Yeah. But since it's a woman, I have learned, being married, that when a question is asked of me, or a veiled command, I'm on it.
I think that's very wise.
Exactly.
It's very wise.
Yeah. If mom ain't happy, ain't no one happy. So.
What a wonderful strategy. That could actually be a strap line. If mom ain't happy, ain't no one happy. Sorry if you're an English scholar and actually concerned about the grammar there. Let's put it down to cultural differences. Anyway, we can offer you Young Forever. Of course, that's always up there for that point. It's a classic. We can offer you Unstoppable, which is always a nice one because Courtney Dickinson is unstoppable after a fashion. Or we could actually go for A Quarter to Never, which there is a wonderful video for, which I must actually try and pull up again on YouTube so at least we can look at this in the studio. Or you can do it at home. Obviously, you say at home, not in a car, no matter how smart your phone is, unless you're not driving, in which case you could try it.
Well, just because you've got a smartphone doesn't mean you're smart. The phone's doing all the work for you. So,
that is actually such a cool analogy. I like that.
it's like a whole series of guru material coming out, after the other.
It's like those things where you can drive. Why can't you drive on a parkway or park on a driveway? It's one of those things. So you've got a smartphone. It means the phone's the smartest thing about you.
We're beginning to lose interest now, Cameron. I don't think something we can work through. And when all of a sudden we say, no, enough already. Which one would you counsel us to go for of that little selection?
Let's go with Unstoppable. I think it's a good way to set her up.
Yeah. and anything we should, Emma, should be prepared for in terms of Courtney? Any sort of questions we should be focusing on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
No, she's... She's released this album, and it's it seems to be doing very well. She's from Atlanta in Georgia, so she's going to speak her mind, and I think you're really going to like her stuff and like what she has to say.
Well, that sounds as though it's a recommendation to our good self. Yes. And you know, all sorts of other marvellous things as well, which is splendid, splendid. Just, of course, we need to point out Courtney Dickinson, no relation to David Dickinson, the Antiques Roadshow host from the British Isles.
I think that would be a little odd.
Would be very, very strange. Because actually, David Dickinson's pretty much the skin colour of Courtney's hair.
Yeah,
never mind.
Much.
Very straight, David.
A bit of a shocker.
David, if you're listening, it's all right. You know, I don't think you've ever had any country sort of vibes or whatever. But last two questions.
I had never seen anything like that before. Just off on a tangent that you meant. I had never seen anything like that before until I went in when I moved to England and went into a Boots and saw the golden color. I think it was somebody said, yeah, they've been tangoed.
Yes.
That's kind of the way it is.
It's quite a shock when you see it in person as well.
Yeah.
It's quite unreal.
It's almost like having an extraterrestrial experience there and then. You know, it's that sort of, whoa, when did they actually land?
Yeah.
You know? Anyway. Enough of such stuff.
All right.
Emma, last two questions, please.
Yes, of course, Cameron. Despite the fact that we're abandoning you next week, will you be joining us again on the show anytime soon?
Yes, I will.
And of course, have you enjoyed today?
Yep, it's been great, and look forward to being back. Have fun in Norwich next week.
No,
or
we're
Newark.
Not. We've sort of been stuck. Cameron Tilbury, quite literally, unstoppable.
Unstoppable!
It's past 5 p.m. in the afternoon, as far as the Midrick Drive is concerned, in Lincoln, England. And what did you make of Unstoppable, Emma Tinson?
I liked it. That's quite a bit of a go-girl, kind of like girl power kind of song.
Just generally wonderful.
It's really
nice. Guess what? You know, the magic has happened. To Atlanta, Georgia, we have got the fabulous, the amazing Courtney Dickinson online now. Yay, Courtney! Woo!
Hi, how are you guys?
We're delighted that you're able to join us for your Midweek Drive debut. And after Cameron was eulogising over your material about, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? And Emma, of course, you said, we must get this woman on the show.
Yes. I did indeed.
Of course, Cameron said, we'll go with this.
And now it's happened.
So many wondrous things with respect to this. The Pepsi Southern Regional Competition, the duet with Billy Ray Cyrus that we've actually got there. You've been at this business of show lark for a good few years, even though you're a relatively young lady.
Yes, I've been doing it since I can remember.
There's one sort of sequence of photographs which actually has, I believe, a young Courtney Dickinson just sort of leaning into the microphone. It's tiny. We'll see if we can actually sort of get that through there. It's great. But so many good things there. I mean, that balance between obviously being true to your own artistry, being true to your own sort of focus in life and developing things from that point of view, and actually just enjoying the music, Courtney, where do you position yourself in? I mean, I basically think Taylor Swift is worried now. Seriously.
Yeah, I think there is competition.
I think Taylor Swift might as well either consider a duet or get out of town, Taylor, because, you know, Courtney is on the case. But from your own perspective, Courtney, what is it about the whole music industry that appeals to you?
Well, I would say just basically the whole thing. You know, when I was younger, I used to do acting and everything, and music just, I don't know, it called me back, I guess you could say, and it was one of those things that I just always enjoyed doing, and it's just, I love the performing aspect, but I also love the writing part and the making of music and recording. You know, It's pretty much everything for me. There's not one part of it that I don't like.
And that's the kind of attitude that we'll see her as one of the greats.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, precisely. Emma, we've lined up a wonderful official music video. A video on radio. Well, after a fashion, you can imagine, the images. Starts off in a fast food store with open to serve. Lots of heart-rending things here. Of course, Courtney, we're talking about Quarter to Never here, which is quite interesting for a time check, Quarter to Never. And as I was saying to Emma before the programme sort of really got underway this evening, I was thinking this could be quite a heart-wrenching scenario, because basically what you're saying to the guy is, yeah, I'll get together when it's quarter to never.
Aww. I'm thinking, is this from experience, Courtney? Is this a true story?
Actually, someone wrote this song for me. There were these guys I used to write with all the time, and they pretty much knew how I was, knew my attitude towards things and what kind of music I liked, and they wrote this song and they sent it to me, and they said, you know, we think this song would be perfect for you. And as soon as I heard it, I loved it because it was so catchy and it's so different. You know, Quarter to Never, you know, that's when I'll go out with you or whatever, mm-hmm. talk to you. And it's such a different idea, and I loved it because a lot of people, I think, can relate to that. You know, some of those people that try to talk to you and you're just like, no, I'm sorry.
Exactly. But there is a little twist in the tale, which I think is revealed in the video, which we will see in a few seconds. I was initially thinking, was this an homage to Donny Osmond's 12th of Never, long before you were actually born? But, you know, until the 12th of Never.
Oh, wow.
I'm still loving you. Quarter to Never. It's very important. Is it Neverland? Courtney, if you're kind enough to stay with us, we're going to actually indulge in the full music version and also probably actually play the video at the same time of your good self singing and performing the fabulous Quarter to Never. At the end, Emma. That's the thing. You know, at the end of the video, they embrace
as though it's
a very sharp hot twist. Emma, questions for the performer of A Quarter to Never, the legend to be, that is Courtney Dickinson.
Yes, well, Courtney, you said earlier that you did a bit of acting when you were younger, and obviously you're a very talented singer as well. So looking at that video, you seem to do really good performing. Is that something you enjoy, sort of doing the performance side of it in music videos as well?
Yes, it is, because it kind of, you know, like you said, it kind of brings back the acting thing, you know, because in that video, that was actually done by a high school here, and where I live. They did that video for me, and some of those people were actually people I had never met before, so you definitely act in it because you're acting out the song, and so I enjoyed it because it definitely brought back the acting and the music all in one, which is what I like, so it was great, yeah.
The beach, the location of the beach, if we actually, I mean, I'm thinking about obviously sort of officials tours here of places that Courtney Dickinson has actually performed. Where can we find the beach that's actually there?
That is actually a lake,
oh.
Actually, around here. And it's they call it a beach, but it's not really a beach. And it's just a lake, and they have, you know, the sand, and it's behind all that video, like where it's behind the camera, there's actually a picnic table, and it's kind of like a park, so it's actually not a beach.
Sand in the park.
It's clever camera
these
tricks.
These darned Americans from Georgia, they develop all sorts of things here. We're just actually looking at you now performing with Billy Ray Cyrus. Did he actually give you a rendition of Achy Breaky Heart? Or was that Achy Breaky?
he did not. But
no.
He was super nice. He was a really nice guy.
Well, he's got a nice hat. That's the other thing, Courtney. I was very impressed with your hat that was chosen in the
yes.
video. It's a very impressive, you know, it's, if nothing else, you know, in terms of award ceremonies, best hat wearer is clearly there.
Very much fit with the country girl kind of theme. Very cute.
And inevitably, the notion of Shirley Courtney Dickinson CD. Well, it's digital right from the off, isn't it, really? So, I suppose this is the MP3. Courtney, how can people actually stay in tune with what you're doing? How can they get in touch with you on Facebook? I think Emma and you, we both liked Courtney.
Yeah, I think we have,
sort of worked through that. What's the best way to stay up to date with the Courtney Dickinson growing songbook?
Probably Facebook, which is facebook.com/CourtneyDickinsonMusic, or my website, CourtneyDickinson.com, has everything from, it has Instagram to the Twitter, so you can find everything through CourtneyDickinson.com or through Facebook. So all my links are through there.
And when can we look forward to seeing you in the United Kingdom, Courtney? Because clearly you've got too much talent to just simply stay in that land of the free on the other side of the Atlantic. When are you going to actually join us on this side? Because after all, if it wasn't for Britain, you probably wouldn't have had the United States to start off with. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Lord.
I would love to come over there. I think it just depends on when I can get some venues over there and have a couple weeks over there just full of interviews and shows. I would absolutely love that, though. That would be really fun. That'd be a vacation/music trip. I'd like to do a lot of sightseeing while I was there, of course.
I think that, and quoting from indeed your Facebook page, so excited. All my Indiegogo supporters should be getting their gifts within the next few weeks as well. Add a few days for international shipping, of course. You've started. What? The artist, Courtney, is actually shipping the packages herself.
Aww.
The woman's a saint.
It's just kindness to your fans. That's fantastic.
This is fantastic. This is, of course, the EP that's out there and worked through. And yes, we have actually liked Courtney Dickinson, musician band. But what a stunning backdrop for a stunning young lady that we've actually got
indeed.
There in terms of flowers. So, Courtney, where was that photograph taken? Because it looks as though it's spring in the air. You're wearing the purple dress on your Facebook page. What's the location?
That was actually in Alabama. We went to
Was
Alabama
it a sweet home, Alabama? I'm sorry.
Yes, that is.
Yeah.
Yep, we went to Alabama for that, and there was, oh my gosh, it was beautiful. We went to what some people would call the middle of nowhere. There was not a lot of people that lived there, but there was some beautiful fields. It was just a great location. There's actually a couple shots of, I'm not sure if they're up yet, but there was some where there's this little creek-type place with a bunch of rock, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful place in Alabama, and it pretty much had everything outdoorsy that anyone can like. So it was great. I loved it. It was cold, though. It was very cold. We went when it was turning from winter to spring to take those pictures so they'd be ready for this summer. And it looks warm outside with the clothes and the sun, but let me tell you, it was about 30 degrees in some of those pictures, and it was cold.
Courtney, it's been a genuine delight sharing you across the Atlantic today, and we're still Courtney Dickinson Day, still one more Courtney tune to actually work through. It's what actually sort of first sort of Cameron launched that whole piece with. It's Young Forever, not Forever Young, but Young Forever. Genius. Courtney, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive today? Has it been okay for you?
Oh, this has been awesome. It's been super fun.
Well, the next critical question, Emma, is what?
Yes, would you like to come back on the show anytime soon?
Mm-hmm. Of course I would. That'd be great. I could play some more of my new music. That'd be awesome.
I think a round of applause for Courtney Dickinson.
Yay!
There are normally a few more of us in the studio on the Midweek Drive, Courtney, but I think everybody else has just decided that the awesomeness that was Courtney Dickinson. They just.
I know, it's better for us, though. We get to enjoy it more, just the two of us.
Precisely. So, Courtney, your last task is to introduce yourself with Young Forever. Over to you, Courtney Dickinson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Courtney Dickinson, and you are listening to my brand new single, Young Forever.
I should probably give